Ako yan, Namik.
Thank you. We're going to continue with our meeting this evening. Thank you for your hospitality, Kamanato residents. We are going to have a community meeting on your behalf. If you have any questions in regards to water licensing, we are Nuno Water Board. If you have any questions, that's fine. We are Nuno Water Board. And the mining project, they're requesting for the application for water licensing. We're here to listen to you in regards to water licensing. If you have any concerns, or questions, and if you need to hear anything that you'd like to be clarified, what you have heard before in regards to the applicants requesting for the water licensing from the mining project.
Thank you. Very pleased to be in Baker Lake again, and pleased to have such a big turnout tonight. Thank you for coming. I'm going to start off by giving you a short presentation on the Meadowbank project, and I'll try to go through it as fast as I can, and then we'll turn to yourselves for questions. I'm going to start off by talking about who Agnico Eagle Mines Limited is. Who are we? We're a Canadian mining company. Our head office is located in Toronto. We've been a gold mining company for 35 years. And our original operations, our main operations where we started from, are in northwestern Quebec, in this area here. Specifically the LaRonde mine. Our company is a mine that's experienced with building mines. We do exploration, but we build and operate mines. In 2007, our company purchased all the shares of Cumberland. So the Cumberland Resources that you've heard about in the past has now become part of Agnico Eagle. So they are all the same now, one company. And as you know, we opened an office here. We had an office here in 2007. And have now moved into a brand new office here in 2008. So this is now our base of operation for this project. We're also doing other mining projects around the world. We have a gold mining project that's in development in Finland, up here in the north in Lapland. We have a project that's underway in Mexico, in Chihuahua, Mexico. We have Meadowbank. And we also have expansion going on in Quebec at the LaRonde mine, a brand new mine at Goldex and Lapa. So the company is a growing company, but its focus is on gold mining. As a company, we have to have things that are our values, things that are important to us as a company. And these are some of the things that we see as being important. We believe that a company is only as good as the people who work for it. It's basically a company is built on people. And so we believe very strongly that we have to work very closely with our employees. And to do that, we have to provide training and career development for our employees. Our employees, we anticipate that they will come to work for us, that they will develop skills with us, and that when we're lucky and when we do work hard enough, we will actually see 2 and 3 generations of people working in our company. And that has happened in Northern Quebec. The benefit to us is that that results in a very low turnover and very low absenteeism. People stay with us, they don't leave. We've got many of our employees who have now been with us for over 20 years. Another key component of that is we believe very strongly in student scholarships and in supporting students to get summer work so that they can continue their education. And so we work very hard to ensure that all of the sons and daughters of our employees have their opportunity for their sons and daughters to come to work for us if they so please to or want to. I think in Abitibi last year we had over 200 summer students who worked for the company. We also believe that as a company we have to be involved in the local community. That we have a responsibility to be involved. And so we try to purchase as much and acquire much of our services and our supplies as we can in the local community. And we try to support local organizations and charities. Also with our employees, it's very important that we have an employee assistance program, a program to help employees outside of things that are just work-related, things like financial, legal, medical, things that aren't covered elsewhere. Things like computer purchase plans so that our employees can better themselves. Insurance and benefit plans. Those are a key part of the values that make up Agnico Eagle. We know to the communities that it's very important that we be good protection, we provide protection of the environment. And we too as a company believe that that's a very strong requirement and we very believe in it wholeheartedly. And this is just some of the items that we have in place that speak to our record in being good stewards of the environment. Agnico Eagle has a commitment that wherever it works, it uses the highest jurisdiction in that in that jurisdiction. We meet the best standards that are there. And we have significant in-house expertise within the company to address problems as they come up. That has paid off over the years with an excellent relationship with the regulatory agencies that we've worked with. We believe that has come from building trust and that trust has come from being transparent and having an open door policy. If we make a mistake or we have an error, we need to own up to it, tell everybody what it is, we learn from our errors and correct and move forward. Some of the things the company has done, we've recently partnered with the Quebec government in one of our new operations. Rather than create a new tailings pond, we took an old tailings pond that had been left behind by miners from many, many years ago that was releasing bad water into the nearby river system. And we've used our new tailings to actually rehabilitate that area and solve this old problem, stop this contaminated water leaving this site. And so for the first time this year, this is a new project, for the first time this year, tailings are no longer escaping that system this spring into the nearby river. The company participates as a consortium of other companies in Quebec to clean up the old abandoned exploration sites in Nunavik, the northern part of Quebec. These are not sites that we left behind, but were left behind by other mining companies. But we think we have a responsibility to participate to clean up those messes. We recently were awarded a Sustainability Development Prize from the Desjardins Group, and we're very proud of that. And that comes as recognition for the work we have done in being good stewards of the environment. And from the Mexican government, where we're operating in Mexico, we have actually received certification from the government there as being a socially responsible company. That wasn't something they just gave us, it's something that we had to earn and work through their system in order to get that designation. Where is the Meadowbank project? Most of you know it's located 70 kilometers north of the community of Baker Lake, and it's now connected to the community of Baker Lake by 110-kilometer all-weather access road that was completed last month. What's really important is the project is on Inuit-owned land. Our landlord, the landowner, is the Kivalliq Inuit Association. This is a picture of the Meadowbank site as it was last summer. You can see the exploration camp here. This is Third Portage Lake in the foreground and Second Portage Lake in the background. We have reached agreement with an Inuit Impact and Benefits Agreement that's now in place with the Kivalliq.